This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day with the entire world watching for some word from the highest court of the land, the Supreme Court, determining whether they will even receive a complaint in the case Texas versus Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's the case brought by the Attorney General of Texas. He is joined in that case by attorneys general from 17 other states, trying to overturn the certified votes, or at least to question, find some remedy for the certified votes from Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. Here for priceless perspective, the one guy in the entire country I wanted to speak to most about this. His name is Ken Starr. He is one of the great legal thinkers of our time. He was a judge on the United States Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, and he was Solicitor General of the United States. He argued 36 cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, and he is the author of a riveting book. It's a fascinating account, even if you think you know everything about the subject. It's called Contempt, a Memoir of the Clinton Investigation. Judge Starr, thank you for making the time, and an honor as always to speak with you.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It is a delight to be with you.
Okay. My basic question is not how you would argue this case if you were taking this case before the Supreme Court. You're laughing. But assuming that the court declines to receive this complaint, which I think is, you would agree that that's likely, wouldn't you?
No, I don't, and you'll probably be proven right. And, you know, the old saying, frequently wrong, never in doubt. I think they will take the case,
Wow.
They have to eat some crow feathers. I wouldn't want to eat the crow, but eat the crow feathers. And the reason is, and a recent filing by Arizona, it helps buttress my point. Again, I may be wrong, but Arizona says, in our view, you must take this case. And I think that's right, even though the Supreme Court, under its doctrine, has discretion. By golly, the Constitution of the United States confers original jurisdiction on the court when a state brings an action against another state. And so they, in my view, and I'm not alone, there have been voices on the Supreme Court to say, we've got to take these cases, not these specific cases, but when one suit, Texas, boldly steps forward and sues another state, this time several states, you've got to take the case. But, you know, I'm happy to assume that you're right and I'm once again wrong.
No, I am a very outside observer, and my question would be, would they hear the case? They would have to on an expedited basis.
Yes, they would set it. They've just this afternoon, just in the last hour or so, received the Pennsylvania response. There have been other folks weighing in as amici, the District of Columbia, and a number of states urging the court not to take the case. And so I think we'll know perhaps as early as tomorrow whether the court will in fact.
Okay, if they do agree to hear the case, wouldn't that require some kind of stay or some kind of decision on their part to at least postpone the Electoral College voting that is scheduled for Monday?
Not necessarily. They may allow this process to go ahead and run. I know it seems odd, but the whole remedy side of, well, if let's just assume Texas is right. I happen to think Texas is right, that there were violations of the Constitution by these different states by changing the rules that the legislatures of those respective states had carried out. The court may go forward and decide this issue, and their voice is saying to the court, whatever you do on the remedy side, please decide this issue because it's going to be very important for our whole country going forward. Can you, in fact, have these 11th-hour changes to voting rules and regulations when the Constitution entrusts that authority to the legislatures, not to the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania or other elected officials?
Some of the 11th-hour changes that they're talking about actually predated it was before the primary elections in those given states. Isn't that a problem, the timeliness of this complaint? In other words, given the fact that the election now is over a month past, wouldn't they be right to ask why it was that the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, didn't bring this case before people voted?
Right. It's a fair question. I think an answer to the question is we allow the process to go forward within the states. You don't know what the intra-state challenges are going to yield up. So let's allow that process to run its course. We don't know what judicial relief is going to be awarded, if any. And so there could be an argument that, Texas, you've brought the case too soon. Allow these different challenges to run their course. So I think it could be argued both ways, but the gravity of the issue, I think, Michael, is suggested by the fact that 17 states have joined. So a huge swath of states have joined. And then, as I said a moment ago, even Arizona, that its electors will presumably cast their votes for Vice President Biden, they said, please take this. You've got to decide it.
Well, this is the Attorney General of Arizona. Do you know if Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona, who signed the certification, is supporting Arizona filing in support of Texas?
Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you know if the governor of Arizona, conservative Republican, Doug Ducey, who signed the certification of Arizona's electors, do you know if he also supports the Ken Paxton suit that was deposited the court yesterday?
I don't. I think the governor was doing his duty under state law, but the Arizona Attorney General, who's a constitutional figure in his own right under the Constitution of Arizona, is authorized to take a legal assessment, a constitutional assessment of the situation, and to respond. So, no, I think.
Okay, this is if I may, Judge Starr. If the court agrees to hear the case, then what do you think happens with the Electoral College? Do you think they go ahead and cast their votes as certified? I believe every state is certified except for Hawaii, which went 70-30 for Biden. But
I think that the Electoral College will meet, obviously, in their respective state capitals or wherever is authorized by their respective states, and they will vote. But until the President of the United States is actually sworn in on January 20th, these matters can continue in litigation. And that is going to be a huge question as to what the remedy is, and we can all speculate.
It should be a gigantic question. Ken Starr, always provocative and fascinating and informed. His book, Contempt, is also a great read. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attorneys general who have flocked to the nation's capital to support the Texas lawsuit are not going to be home for the holidays, perhaps. If Ken Starr is right and they are going to entertain this case before the Supreme Court. A National Review, which, as I've said before, it is at the moment, without question, the nation's leading conservative publication. They have a piece by Andrew McCarthy, former distinguished federal prosecutor and a contributor to Fox News and a friend of this show. He has a piece appeared today. It says Texas's frivolous lawsuit seeks to overturn an election in four other states. And he begins by saying there's no way the Supreme Court is going to entertain Texas's lawsuit. I doubt the court will say anything other than that leave to file Texas's complaint is denied. In the unlikely event of elaboration, the justices may convey that if Texas has a problem with the way other states administer elections, it should address that through the political process, including through Texas's large and very influential delegation of elected officials in Congress. Such a complaint, writes Andrew McCarthy in National Review, is not the business of lawsuits unless you're ready for tomorrow's lawsuit by, say, California and New York against Texas for trying to disenfranchise California citizens, or the countersuit by Pennsylvania et al. Over Texas's intrusion in affairs over which the Constitution recognizes their sovereignty, such as the matter of conducting elections. And then this, and I thought this was important and insightful and highly relevant. If Texas's theory is right, writes Andy McCarthy, then every state now has standing to sue every other state over the latter's administration of its own laws in connection with its own citizens if it can articulate some collateral consequence that may affect the allegedly injured state in some way. I have a hard time believing that the Don't Mess with Texas state will want to live in the world that its attorney general proposes to create. Let's go to a call to John on Bainbridge Island, Washington. John, you're on the MedVet Show.
Thank you, Michael. That was interesting. I was just calling because I was glad that you had Ken Starr on, because I'd heard your earlier comments that you, and from my standpoint, I think you're pushing too far into whether they'll overturn the election results. To me, it's about those legislatures not following the law or the Constitution within their states. And I think my problem is anytime any government entity begins to ignore its own Constitution or its own laws and make changes to it without going back to the legislative bodies. And we saw that all the time under President Obama. We saw it under President Trump with executive orders. I think that's improper, and I think those are the kinds of things that should go to the Supreme Court. It's not about who gets elected. It's about following the law, and if we don't abide by it, we're in trouble. So
I think you're entirely correct. The problem with that in this case is that the legislatures in all four of these states are Republican. They're solidly Republican. And there was no objection to the changes that were made to accommodate the coronavirus and the provisions of how they would handle the mail ballots and how expanding the number of mail-in ballots. There was no legislative objection to it at the time. And in other words, if you were a member of the Pennsylvania legislature, you would have excellent standing to sue the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, who is a Democrat. You would have excellent standing to sue her at the time that she decided to change procedures. But to have another state sue for something that was decided in Pennsylvania and which the legislature let stand, and which was authorized by the governor and by the Secretary of State and the properly elected officials, I think anything is possible. It's an amazing world we live in. But the idea that sometime in the next 3 days before they are scheduled to elect the next president of the United States on December 14th, that's Monday, the idea that they are going to demand another fresh election in these four states, first of all, that's unthinkable, because if they demand a revote in these four states, of course, we're going to have to revote everywhere. Because the idea that you would single out four states because of this lawsuit, that they would have to revote or their votes would be discarded, I think is unlikely to prevail. But your point about legislative authority is extraordinarily important. And clearly, the attorneys general now who are signed on to this case did not see any objection to it until after the election occurred. And one of the things that I think a lot of people have a mistake about concerning what this lawsuit is about is it's not really about those examples that people have come up with as, oh, they appeared with some mysterious ballots in the middle of the night and they didn't have the proper number of poll watchers during the proper times they were supposed to be watching the counting. It's not that. It's about the basic rules that governed the election that everybody knew were the basic rules, and they went ahead with the election anyway, and no one objected before the elections. The SCOTUS blog, thanks for the call, John, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The SCOTUS blog, the Supreme Court of the United States blog, by Amy Howe, does a pretty good job, I think, summarizing where we are. She says, President Donald Trump yesterday joined Texas in a last-ditch and unprecedented effort to persuade the Supreme Court to delay the Electoral College vote, scheduled for Monday, and to block four states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, from casting votes for President-elect Joe Biden, who won the popular vote in each state. Trump argued that election officials in those states had made a, quote, systematic effort to weaken measures to ensure fair and impartial elections with their response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Represented only by Chapman University law professor John Eastman, Trump sought permission to formally intervene in the case, Texas versus Pennsylvania. In his request, the president complained that, quote, nearly half of the country believes the election was stolen because he had prevailed on nearly every historical indicia of success in presidential elections. As an example, Trump cited his victories in Florida and Ohio. The president wrote, no candidate in history, no Republican and no Democrat, has ever lost the election after winning both states. Actually, in 1960, Richard Nixon lost the election, and he won both Ohio and Florida. He lost to John Kennedy. We will get back to this and more on another way the election could still be overturned beyond the Supreme Court. Coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. Senators are examining plans for the nationwide delivery of a coronavirus vaccine.
When we all heard news that vaccines may soon be available, we could be both impressed with the science and relieved that we may be nearing the beginning of the end to this pandemic.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer opening up a hearing and calling the nationwide distribution of a vaccine a huge logistical challenge. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The most wonderful time of year, with kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be.
The Michael Medved show, the Supreme Court basically first has to say they will entertain this complaint. They were deluged with paper yesterday. They got a total of 17 state attorneys general, all Republicans, of course, who voted or filed paper in support of the Texas suit. So it's a total of 18 states, including Texas. And that was answered by a great many amicus curiae briefs, a friend of the court briefs, by a bunch of Republicans who were opposed to this suit. Over at the SCOTUS blog, they write, a group of prominent Republican lawyers and former senior government officials filed a friend of the court brief supporting Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan and Georgia. They told the justices that there are myriad reasons to turn down Texas' lawsuit, but emphasized one, the Constitution does not make this court, this is in quotes, the multi-district litigation panel for trials of presidential election disputes. Texas claims make a mockery of federalism and the separation of powers. In other words, it's questionable whether you can sue your own state for the way they conduct an election. But the idea of one state suing another state for the way that state has decided to run an election and the way that they've handled it, when there is no record of prior protest of law cases or even legislative protest about the way they handled this election, that's unheard of. Andrew McCarthy, again, former federal prosecutor, strong conservative, contributor to Fox News, writes, Texas's claim, substantive due process claim, may be even more fatuous. To repeat, even the citizens of a state where election law violations allegedly occurred do not have a general judicially enforceable right to force election officials to comply with state law. They must show a concrete, particularized, non-speculative injury. Even less do states have a right to make other states comply with the latter's own laws. Texas has no standing to, say, sue Michigan over the failure of Michigan officials to comply with Michigan law to the alleged detriment of Michigan citizens. Finally, in its proposed lawsuit, Texas does exactly what the Third Circuit, and this is a recent case in Trump for President versus Secretary of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, recently said a litigant may not do. The Trump campaign waited until the 11th hour to file. Beyond that, actually, the complaint was not submitted until after midnight on the federal safe harbor day. It pleads conclusory allegations, including some, such as mentions of Dominion software, that are plainly included for atmospheric effect unconnected to any claim for relief. It posits claims that have already been litigated and lost by parties that, unlike Texas, had some cognizable interests. And it seeks, he's talking about the Texas case now, unprecedented drastic relief, the undoing of other states' elections and disenfranchisement of their citizens. The invocation of the court's purported remedial authority to order a new special election in those states, the vacating of the certification of electors by those states, and the barring of those states from voting in the Electoral College without citing any case in which the courts have found such breathtaking authority to exist, much less exercised it. I do believe that the Trump team understands that their chances of winning in the Supreme Court are small. I with great respect, disagree with Judge Starr. I think it's with the electors scheduled to meet in their various state capitals on Monday. Between now and Monday, they're not going to say, never mind, don't come meet, don't go vote. They're going to vote, and the election is almost certainly going to go forward. The one hope that they have is this. And the one hope is January 6th. It's the day after the Georgia runoff. That's the day in the Constitution when the results of this Electoral College voting, which is supposed to take place on Monday, it, of course, is scheduled to take place about, 3 weeks later after that. At that time, they're supposed to send their electoral votes into the Congress of the United States, both houses, Senate and House, in a session that's presided over by the Vice President of the United States, in this case, the Honorable Mike Pence. And at that time, if there are some objections by any member of Congress, any legitimate member of Congress, and by the way, it's the new Congress, the more Republican Congress, if there is any objection to, say, the votes of Georgia, or the votes of Pennsylvania, or the votes of Michigan, or Wisconsin, or Arizona, for that matter, if anyone objects to those votes being counted, if they have a challenge to the legitimacy of those electors, then the Congress has to decide. They have to debate it. This was established after the disastrous election of 1876, which I'm eager to talk about because it's such a fascinating prelude to this. But all it takes is one congressman. And believe me, they will be there. There will be Congress people who object to all of this. And at that point, the Congress is going to end up voting. Do we accept the 20 electoral votes that Pennsylvania has already cast for Joe Biden? Now, they would have to disallow three different states. Two states doesn't do it, because all of the states that are combined, the biggest states, what you could get two states, 16 each, that gives you 32 off. Nope, Biden still wins. If you do Pennsylvania and Georgia, that still gives you 36 states. Pennsylvania and Michigan's 36 electoral votes. It's not enough. Biden's still at 270. They would need three states disallowed. The idea of Congress, the Senate and the House, both voting to overturn what the voters in those states had chosen, and some of them by big margins. In Michigan, Biden won by 153,000 votes. It's a lot of votes. It's 15 times as much as Trump won Michigan by last time, and he got Michigan's electoral votes. And by the way, if they succeed in blocking Biden somehow, if they get three states and they stop Biden from getting the 270 votes, what happens then? Then after January 6th, it goes to the House of Representatives. And yes, it would be the new House, because the new House will all be sworn in. That is assuming all these close House races. I think there are two of them left that haven't been decided yet. And the Republicans are very close to breaking even in the House. But when the House votes are then counted to elect a new president, it goes based on each state having one vote. So California, that has 53 members of the House of Representatives, would have one vote. So would Wyoming and Vermont, Montana, North Dakota and South Dakota, each of them have only one vote each. And what happens then? Well, we'll get to that. It is a fascinating and tense situation. Coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, we're talking about what is supposed to happen. By the way, breaking news, and we've been waiting for this. It's not the Supreme Court. It's not the election. It's other good news that everybody can celebrate. The Federal Drug Administration, the FDA, has given the go-ahead for the new COVID vaccine, and that is emphatically good news. In terms of the Supreme Court, assuming that the Supreme Court does not order a new election in Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, assuming they don't send this back to the legislatures of those states, which are controlled by Republicans, and say, you pick the electors because this election is just too messed up and we can't accept its verdict. I think it's very unlikely that the court would do that, but assuming that it doesn't, there is still this play that that the Trump campaign is relying on very seriously. It is a play to try to influence the state legislatures to send their own rival candidates for the Electoral College. Given the fact that this slate of electors has already been certified in all of the states that are under dispute, if the state legislature said, no, we don't like the choices that the election officials say our people made, we're going to override the voters in our state, and we are going to go right ahead and select Republican electors who are going to help to reelect President Trump. If they did that, it comes to this session of both houses of Congress, and they are immediately supposed to determine, okay, if there is any challenge to a slate of electors, and there would be challenges from Democrats if there was a move by the vice president to accept the Republican electors, there will almost undoubtedly be challenges from Republicans to any slate of Democratic electors, even though it may be certified at this point. If that happens, they vote in Congress, and it is unclear. I'm pretty sure they have to be approved, that both the two houses have to agree. And if they disagree, if the Democratic House, which is just Democratic by a few seats, really, but if the Democratic House votes, no, we don't accept these Republican state legislative electors, and And the Senate says, no, we don't accept the Democratic electors who were actually selected by the officials in the states and verified by the governors. Okay. Then that state doesn't get to vote because it does not have any, it does not have any clarity as to who the electors should be. This is a report from the Daily Beast, just came out. A staggering 106 Republican members of Congress, that's more than half of the Republicans in Congress, have filed a brief in support of Texas's improbable Supreme Court lawsuit aiming to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Given that every state has certified its electoral results, President-elect Joe Biden is expected to win the Electoral College once it officially votes on Monday. This lawsuit alleges that states changed their voting systems in a way that facilitated fraud. As Texas has no authority over other state laws, experts predict the case is virtually assured to get dismissed. Well, Ken Starr says he doesn't think so. And all it takes is a majority of the justices to agree to hear the case, and they will hear it. And I do think it's most likely that the case will be dismissed, but then you still have this other play of trying to get the legislatures. Now, the reason that, frankly, I don't think any of this is going to succeed in electing President Trump is this. Could be wrong, but I'm got to give you my opinion, and it's, believe me, it's very well considered. The influential factor that nobody is talking about is 7 million votes. The popular vote gap between Trump and Biden is not small. It's big. It's 4.5%. It's much more than double of what the gap was between Hillary and Trump. It's literally more than 7 million votes, the highest gap ever between a presidential candidate who lost, who actually won the popular vote. That was Hillary Clinton. That was 2.9 million. This is 7 million. It's much higher. And what that, it seems, it means to me is there are a number of Republican senators, leave aside members of Congress, only 106 of Republicans in the House signed this document that they were circulating to support President Trump's case. That means that there are more than 100 members of Congress, more than 100, who are not signed up for it, Republican members of Congress. Plus, of course, you have the 222 Democrats. And what that means is that when this comes to the Congress of the United States, as it likely will, with a chance of deciding which set of electors will you recognize, I cannot imagine that Congress would vote to overturn the results in Michigan, was it where it wasn't particularly close, or in Georgia, for that matter, where it was very, very close indeed, or in Wisconsin, where it was very close indeed. Pennsylvania was 44,000 votes. No, it wasn't. It was 84,000 votes. It was 44,000 votes last time. Okay, meanwhile, there is one state that has been a real center of corruption. And there is a new documentary film out there. It is extraordinarily fascinating. It's jaw-dropping. How is it that so many governors of Illinois have moved from the governor's mansion into prison? One of those governors recently pardoned by President Trump, Rod Blagojevich. The movie is about why Illinois has become an international center for political corruption. It's fascinating, and it's called Lincoln is Crying. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
With all the current conversation about political corruption, the timing is ripe for a new documentary that focuses on Chicago, a world center for governmental scandals. It's called Lincoln is Crying, The Grifters, Grafters, and Governors of Illinois. Now available for streaming through the Gene Siskel Film Center and LincolnIsCrying.com.
People ask me, you're talking about corruption in America. I don't get it. And I say, there's this place called Illinois. Have you ever heard of it?
What's going on in the land of Lincoln? A number of talking heads try to make sense of it on screen, including me, as part of this production. But the real stars come in documentary footage of some of the controversial con men who rose to the top of the infamous Chicago machine. For adults, because of the subject matter and some language, 3 stars for the amazing and intriguing documentary, Lincoln is Crying.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Okay, now if you want to ask why am I a talking head talking about the history of political corruption in Illinois, let the record show that I have never, ever participated in political corruption in Illinois or anywhere else, but certainly not in Illinois. When I was in college, my junior thesis was on 19th century corruption in Illinois and in Chicago in particular, looking at father and son mayors there who were extremely colorful in any event, because that was something that I studied at university a very long time ago. I still think that thesis was awfully good, but I had something to say about the background of corrupt politicians and stolen elections in Illinois. By the way, it's commonly believed that Dick Daley stole the election for John Kennedy because Kennedy only won by 27,000 votes in Illinois in 1960, and it was one of the closest elections ever. Here's the answer. Even if Nixon had won in Illinois, Kennedy still would have won the electoral vote. Nixon needed to overturn the votes in both Illinois and Texas, where it was really not that close. And he knew he couldn't do it, and which is why he conceded. Next time on the Medved Show, what did Trump get absolutely right, but Biden can't afford to screw up? Joel Kotkin wrote an intriguing piece. We'll be speaking to him next time. Plus movies featuring Gary Oldman and an Oscar favorite called Mank, and a new film with Rachel Brosnahan of Mrs. Maisel, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.